Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Delta Junction teenager is hospitalized after being hit by a vehicle shortly after midnight this morning. An Alaska State Trooper dispatch says the 16-year-old girl was standing along Clearwater Road near the intersection of Nistler Road when she was struck by a vehicle driven by a Delta Junction man. Troopers say the girl sustained non-life-threatening injuries and was transported by EMS. They say the driver was released, but that the case is still under investigation with possible charges pending. Federal coronavirus relief funds for schools likely won't make up the $30 million in education funds vetoed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. KRBD's Eric Stone reports.
State lawmakers added $30 million extra for schools across Alaska in their most recent budget, but Dunleavy erased those funds in a line item veto. In an April speech, he assured that those cuts in unrestricted general funds, or UGF, would be made up for by federal dollars.
There's money in the CARES Act for education, for that replacement.
But Norm Wooten, head of the Association of Alaska School Boards, says there's a big question that really hasn't been answered yet.
It's not completely clear whether supplanting appropriated state funding is allowed under the CARES Act.
In fact, there's a section of the CARES Act that specifically prohibits states from using federal funds to reduce operating costs. Within 3 weeks of Governor Dunleavy's vetoes, he fired off a letter to the Trump administration asking for leniency. Another section of the relief package allows exemptions for states that have, quote, experienced a precipitous decline in financial resources. In a letter to Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, he cites falling oil prices and the crumbling tourism season and the resulting hit to state revenue as justification for the cuts in state education funding. Governor's office spokesperson Jeff Turner said that when Dunleavy explained his veto strategy to use federal money to backfill state cuts to schools last month, he was, quote, operating under information that it was an allowable use of CARES Act funds. Turner acknowledges that federal guidance since then has clarified that that's not allowed. With additional reporting from Nat Herz in Anchorage, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan.
The Bureau of Land Management has again issued a burn restriction in an area northeast of Fairbanks. The BLM fire prevention order prohibits campfires, explosives, and fireworks on federal lands in an area of dense black spruce forest off Gilmore Trail in the vicinity of a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration satellite facility off the Steese Highway. It's the fifth year in a row that the federal agency has enforced the ban in an area where firefighters and law enforcement have previously found unattended bonfires. They say an escaped fire could threaten nearby homes as well as the NOAA Gilmore tracking station. The BLM says violation of the order could bring a fine of up to $1,000. I'm Dan Bross.